While StoryCorps was in Fairbanks recently to help celebrate KUAC's 50th anniversary, Tina Ryan had the opportunity to interview Patrick Biggie about his life in Alaska. Here he talks about the struggles with trying to get a phone in early Fairbanks.
When you moved here, there wasn't telephone service throughout the state.
Oh, no, it didn't. We had, for example, in Fairbanks, we had 10-party lines.
10-party lines.
10-party lines.
So you shared the line
with nine other
folks. People, so they could
and
hear your conversation.
More like 30.
And more like 30.
Because there were bootleg, which bootleg is an illegal phone.
Uh-huh. So people would...
People would hook up, because you couldn't get a phone.
Uh-huh.
At that time, it took like at least a year to have a phone.
Uh-huh.
In fact is, I used to be a phone man, go out and put in phones, and I got to this lady's house, and the service order said, "Lady pregnant, please hurry." So I got there, and she was about 8 months pregnant. I said, "Oh, we made it just in time." She said, "No, that was for that one. He's 3 years old."
"Lady pregnant, please hurry."
3 years old. And that's the way it was. You know.
The full 40-minute version of this StoryCorps interview will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. StoryCorps is an American nonprofit organization whose mission is to record, preserve, and share the stories of Americans from all backgrounds and beliefs. StoryCorps in Fairbanks was made possible by a generous grant from Fairbanks Memorial Hospital Denali Center. You can hear this and other edited versions online at kuac.org.